We didn't sick them on people, though.
Yeah, not on people, just on...
It'd be a cow or something like that, or a groundhog, coon, or an old hog in tater patch or something like that. We'd sick them on them. Yeah.
Well, what would you call a dog that was just no particular breed, just a whole lot of different breeds mixed together? You'd call that a...
We just called him a mixed breed, is all we'd call him.
And,
just a plain old dog.
Yeah. What about one of those little dogs that just barks all the time and twists around and...
Well, I guess we'd call them a poodle dog.
Oh, yeah. You ever heard anybody call that type of dog a feist dog?
Yeah. They've got some little chow wows over here about... 4 or 5. They was aimed to raise them. They was aimed to raise them to sell the pups.
Uh-huh.
They got a little black dog and a little red female.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't, if it had been me, I wouldn't have crossed them with a black. I'd have wanted been the same color.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it may be spotted.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Wouldn't be. They could be full stock, but still it wouldn't look like full stock if they was crossed that way.
Well, in talking like in a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
We call him the bull.
Well, have you ever heard that you weren't supposed to say that in front of women?
Well, I wouldn't...
When you were a boy, did
Oh, women was embarrassed about it if you'd say
that's
bull.
They were, that's what I was wondering.
But they ain't no more.
No, not anymore. Did you ever hear that, Martin? They said it back then.
When I was a boy, if you'd say bull or...
You weren't supposed to say that in front of a woman.
Or something like that for women, they couldn't take it.
What would they say in place of it if they had... Male.
Oh,
they'd
call him a male.
Oh.
A male cow is what they'd call him.
That's what they call him. They never would say bull. Well, isn't that funny?
It's kind of funny.
Why they'd have wanted to do
that? And
a
woman that would talk that way where they was other women, the other women that didn't say things like that, but that's awful, that's awful, that woman talk that way.
If she'd say bull or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they couldn't understand it.
Oh.
They thought she was indecent or something like that, if she talked that way. She was out of line, and when I was a boy, women wouldn't wear something like you got on there.
Mm-hmm. They'd just always wear dresses.
They'd get an old pair of overalls, and they'd put an old pair of overalls on. And then they'd put a dress on over them overalls.
Oh.
To go out in the berry patch, pick berries or anything like that. If they put on a pair of overalls, that woman is out of place.
Isn't that right?
Well.
Hmm.
See, the Bible is against women wearing men's clothing.
I didn't know that.
Well, the Bible says it's an abomination in the sight of God for a woman to put on men's apparel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it's in the Bible.
Does that mean?
And then it says if a woman...
What about women's clothes? Like, the ones I got on are different from...
Well, them's made for women, so... It's not, if it's made for a woman and not made for a man, it's not man's apparel.
Oh, I see. Do you ever wear slacks? No. Well, that makes me feel better.
Well, my sister, she wouldn't wear slacks even.
I wear slacks most of the time.
But she looks more, a woman looks more like a woman in woman clothes.
But it's all right if it was